guy that has that RFG show, Blues in the Morning on Friday morning, like 6 to 8. He just happened to hear me when I was having a DVR down at the pub one day, and I must get your voice on radio.
Michael, you have a good voice.
Dude, you have radio voice. You must come and chat with me one day, and then we'll talk about doing some kind of a show. 2 years later, finally did the show.
You're like, Gary, we'll have to do this again sometime.
Well, if you're still around in 2 years, I guess we could do another like that. There. You can't just come on, you know, and BS with you. I don't know that much about the Blues. I gotta come up with a concept here, and that was it. So I played, you know, 10 years after, and Johnny Winter, the Boy Brown, and Fleetwood Mac, and
it was probably double revelation, both to the people that knew them, finding out that young kids are interested in this, and they're doing new versions of it, and young kids going, you mean somebody did that 10 years after something before them?
I often wonder if, like, how many of the, say, present-day Black Keys fans heard, like, the original Fleetwood Mac and Sad Boy Brown, too, for that matter. And no, they, you know, those ideas really just didn't come out of the blue.
Every generation
has kids from these guys, and now you young guys are taking from your and of course they think, oh, that's Terry's music, i.e. that's Daddy's music.
A lot of my son's friends, his a group of them that have a band, the new model seems to be that they have house parties. They're one of their houses, the band will play. There'll be some small admission. Somebody will have a keg and be selling beers for, you know, cost, so they won't get in trouble with the law. But that's the way the bands will get heard that are too small to fill even the Earl or something.
Yeah.
And some of them are going back and raiding Daddy's record collection to look for old songs. You know, hey, we could do that. That's an original.